Benny, Anzac Day round coming up.
Can't wait.
You heading to the big game?
I am not.
Oh. Why not?
I don't know. Just not going.
Oh, wow. Haircut? You've changed a bit since you got a missus, haven't you? Don't go to the footy anymore?
Fair call.
The Magoos. Magoos.
Welcome, Magoos viewers, listeners, episode 6 of 2019. It's a short turnaround because of the festival of footy that's going on at the moment. So we are back recording this on a Tuesday night, ready for the Anzac Day Eve game on Wednesday between Melbourne and Richmond. And then, of course, flowing into the huge game at the MCG and then the rest of the round to come, Benny.
Now, Jay, just before we get started. Oh, hello.
Okay. You've been introducing these themes to our show and trying to find a way for our audience to identify with us when the show begins. But I have found the only song that we need to be hearing this week.
Better be Mariah Carey.
It's better be Mariah Carey, if not. Because we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Last week, I implored you all to keep the faith. And the boys got the job done.
They certainly did.
They give the Bulldogs a frightful whomping.
They did.
I'm going to play this out.
Okay. Maybe just like
yeah, maybe lower it down. But
that's good fade. We did this time, this exact time last week, you were sitting there.
Yep.
In a different chair.
In a different chair.
There.
We are throwing back to the old set just for this week.
Genuinely poured your heart out about Carlton. You went into bat like I haven't seen a Carlton supporter bat for a long time. I threw the lure out there and you took it, hook, line and sinker, and you gave it everything. And it was actually very inspiring. We had a few people say how inspiring it was.
Do you think they might have played it in the rooms?
This song?
No, my impassioned.
They might have. Who knows? But how are you feeling 1 week later?
Justified.
Yeah? One word.
That's it.
Could shut you up last week and now you're at one
best,
word.
This is the best start to season we've had since 2013.
Yeah. That astonished me.
1-4, not ideal. But,
yeah.
You know, we've turned the corner. We've got Hawthorn this week. Then we got North Melbourne.
Hawthorn, North Melbourne. Well.
So I just think that now people, now all of a sudden, you got to love the media, don't you? Because now all of a sudden Carlton's underdeveloped youths are now all of a sudden superstars.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, these young guns. I can't stand that with the media. But
oh, well.
Anywho, I guess.
Ride the wave.
But we did actually get a question come in from one of our listeners, Matt, about the Carlton. Big Carlton supporter, He said, after Jake's inspiring defence of the Blues last week, would love to hear your thoughts on their rebound this week and perhaps more importantly, if Charlie Curnow has to reclaim his spot from Levi Casbolt next week.
Interesting, isn't it? Hopefully the young Blues Brigade can continue to back it up and continue to play solid football. But yeah, it's a very interesting point because it's hard to take the four big forwards in that they've got in McKay, McGovern and Casbolt all played on the weekend. Kern obviously missed. So I think Mitch McGovern might be a little bit sore. So they might do a little swap that way rather than because Casbolt has got to keep his spot and Harry McKay played beautifully. So not sure how they'll get Charlie in. I'm sure they'll find a role for him somewhere. I think McGovern might be the one that maybe just he's sore. So he will play if fit. But didn't do too much on the weekend and is a little bit sore, I think. So he's still carrying injury from a couple of weeks ago. But.
Yeah. Well, that's enough on Carlton, I reckon. We spoke about him for a while. but you talk about intros. I actually think that one shouldn't get the intro, but this should.
I want a fucking spell! Who's fucking Blake's man?
Who is it,
Willow? That's Mitch. Come on, Mitch! Right. Fucking work, Mitch!
So is he just not working hard?
No. Fuck you, Will!
No, he's
what?
Right, okay. No, okay.
Is he in a mental hospital?
No.
Fucking run, Will! Get off quick!
rock it. We can't think.
Sorry, mate.
Come on. Okay. Come
on, Minson again! Fuck him!
Right, okay.
Is that Rodney?
How long's Minson been on for? How long's Minson been on for?
8 minutes, mate.
Right, okay. Right.
Fucking big fucking spastic!
Yeah, it's coming on.
So if you're not sure, that is 2009.
Leon Cameron, wasn't it? Leon Cameron's in there.
He's in there, but it was Rodney Eed having a go at Will Minson.
So that's the senior coach at the time, just losing his absolute marbles.
Yeah, just absolutely going bonkers. But the best part was the other blokes in the box, like, can you settle down? We can't hear ourselves think. He goes, yeah, sorry. Yeah. You!
And then just launches it away. The coach will ball one, eh?
Yeah. So what do you reckon? We're back into the retro look up. Look up, set up.
Yeah, set just up. For 1 week only, just to help help our production crew out for a quick turnaround so everyone at home can watch the show prior to the Melbourne-Richmond game. Yeah. Well, as we said, it's a festival of footy, huge week coming up. We might as well get stuck into it.
Let's do it.
Benny, our favourite time of the week, the game of the week conference call, where we get the football community comes into the Magoos world.
It really is a community, isn't it?
It is a community. And we could not go past the traditional Anzac Day clash to preview this week. We didn't have to put it to the people because we knew. We knew that Collingwood and Essendon, especially where their seasons now both sit, this is a huge game.
You forgot to log into Twitter, didn't you?
No. No, I just knew that this would be the right answer. So we've got, actually, a little bit of a twist. We've got housemates on this week's episode. Two guys that live together but have drawn enemy lines for this Thursday's clash. Collingwood supporter Marcus and Bombers fan Sam. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us on the Magoos.
No worries, Jake. Thanks for having me. Ben. G'day, boys. Thanks for having us.
Always say Ben late, though.
Very, very welcome. So, gentlemen, let's get this.
My house. Yeah.
You guys done? Yeah, good. Let's get this bad boy kicked off here. It's a huge game, as it always is. I know Ben's not going. I hope you two are going to be in attendance. But, Sammy, I'll let you start. The Bombers, they found a little bit of form. Can they continue it on Thursday?
Well, it's going to be tough. It's going to be one of the games of the year, without a doubt. They always are. But I think it's going to be massive. I think we can get it, though. It's just Collingwood are dangerous as anything right now, so we'll see. But I'm not going to the game. I'm going to be in my lounge room sipping beers. So I don't know if that takes away my status of being a diehard supporter, but, you know.
Will you be wearing a scarf?
What?
Well, pardon.
Yeah,
will you be wearing a scarf, do you think?
Yeah, I reckon. Probably not. Okay. Wearing a scarf inside is a bit weird.
It's fair enough. And so you're not overly confident and you don't even really seem to care, to be honest with you. But
I'm not confident in my scarf game, but the Bombers will win.
And Marcus, your thoughts on the Pies?
I reckon it'll be a pretty easy win. I don't really have
Shut up.
I think we'll probably dominate them in the midfield. I don't know if their backline's really good enough to hold up for our smalls up forward. I think Joey's still a little underdone. One goal last week made a bit of a fool himself. I don't really.
Big contribution there, Marcus.
Not worried about this one, mate.
No, well, I like that, Marcus. I couldn't agree more. Ben's sitting here like he's like a real sourpuss. He's taking all of that personally.
I want Sam to do some more talking. He just sounds like any time he opens his mouth, he comes out with something funny.
Well, maybe he should replace you.
We've still got Zacharakis and Smith to come in.
Is Zacharakis coming back, you see?
Well, I mean, the whole problem is that we don't know who to take out. Probably Braden Hand and I don't know who else, but we're just stacked up at the moment. It's pretty fucked. It's probably the best time they've been supporting in a long time. Just feeling good. Yeah, I don't know, man. It just you know, feels good.
Sam, can I ask how many drinks have you had this evening?
Who have the Bombers beaten this year? Again, I'm not being a smart ass, I can't remember. These Brisbane and
North.
Yeah, fuck, did they play on the weekend?
You didn't mean
North.
I mean, they're not big girls.
They're not big wins.
It's the way we beat them, man. It's the way we beat them.
I don't know, man.
So you boys,
you're taking the team to another level. Raz is playing.
What are you?
Awesome. I did hear Ben say he's probably the best small forward in the league. We saw Dan Lag in that second. And fuck off. I mean, the goal is small forward.
Currently, I don't know.
He's almost like a midfielder.
as well. Has he been playing? Has he spent much time in the midfield? Yeah, plays like high half forward, wing, racked up 20 on the weekend. Picked a few. Or fucking, yeah. Nonna would have given him a big hug.
Yeah.
He just playing well. Yeah, no, I reckon Maynard will probably shut him down. I reckon we've got a few defenders that'll be able to take him.
No, Maynard's too big for him.
Guys, maybe if we could just get a word in just for a second. How's things at home between you two?
How's what?
How's things at home between you two? You've obviously haven't spoken to each other in months.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a bit more depth to it.
I'm confused.
Is it, other than football, it sounds like you two have something else that you might want to talk about.
Oh, well... Me and Mark has actually put in a big fucking shift cleaning the house over the weekend. And
yeah, didn't hear much from Ben about it.
Ben just strolled in, you know, big dick swinging, acting like he owns the joint. We've mopped the kitchen.
Yeah.
We've rearranged the lounge room. We've
got logs
in the backyard.
Threw out everything in the pantry. You know, don't really see much of Ben other than when he's doing the podcast. And if he's not doing the podcast...
Okay, guys. Well, I'm just gonna take control back of this podcast. Just before we let you go, can you give us a margin each for your respective sides on Thursday in the huge Anzac Day clash?
135 points.
So there you have it, Bombers by 135. Marcus, what about the Pies?
I'm gonna say Collingwood by 48.
All right, there you go.
That's more disrespectful. The 135 is like, it's obviously like exaggerated, but 48, he meant that.
He did mean that. All right, gents, thank you very much for joining us. Probably the last time we do a game of the week conference call, I think, but it's good to know that the segment's dead. You know, we really know deep down in our core that this would no longer work.
I think we just do housemate chat from now on. Just segment on its own.
Yeah, I feel like if we do that, you'll cop a right whack week after week, because you've got to start pulling your weight, Ben.
It doesn't have to be my housemates. If anyone's got housemates out there, I'm sure there's more than one.
No. All right, gentlemen, thanks for joining us on this week's Game of the Week conference call.
No worries. Oh, yeah, thanks, boys. Cheers, thanks for having
us. All right, Benny, it's time to get into the serious footy chat. Producer Jack is here and he's armed, yep, ready to go for the three-man weave, my favourite segment on the show. But before we do, give us a rundown of who won last week.
Quick rundown for those who actually listen to the podcast for an informative AFL.
For some footy news.
Yeah, Collingwood beat Brisbane by 62. Mm. My boys got the job done, Essendon, on Good Friday against North by 58. That was a very good win. Port upset the Eagles by 42 points.
Mm.
Yeah, and then Freo upset GWS by 24 points.
Yep.
Saints trotting along nicely. They had a 40-point win over the Ds, who are not travelling so nicely. Richmond got back again, the 22-point winners over Sydney. Your boys, which we have spoken about, or we'll speak about, 44-point winners of the Doggies.
Those baggers, eh? Those bastards.
Also broke the 100-point
curse.
Them.
Love them.
First time in 1,700 days or something. 1,705.
117 days. I think it was longer than that.
You said 1,700.
It's 1,700.
Oh, shoot. Anyway.
I learned to listen, man.
It's not even off-season.
Adelaide beat Gold Coast Suns by 73 points. And then Geelong beat Hawthorn by 23 with a late surge from the Hawks, but it wasn't enough. So
very disappointing for all those who backed Geelong 40+. I thought I was in the money at three-quarter time. Wasn't to be. But as we said, we aren't going to go through our footy tipping because Kiss of Death is winning the footy tipping in the Herald Sun still. So,
is it active?
Yeah. So we've shelved that part of the show because obviously no one knows anything about anything, least of all us.
And then if you do get a good tip, you won't know nothing.
Speaking of people who know nothing about anything.
Producer Jack's
joined us and he's got a list of topics for, as I said, my favourite segment, the three-man weave. Jack, welcome.
Hey, how you going?
Fine.
Good. First, cab off the rank, we changed the set this week and there is a space in the middle. Why am I not sitting there?
I voted for you to sit there, to be totally honest with you.
For your business here.
Yeah.
And Ben decides all ties, so...
Mm.
Yeah, it was a dodgy agreement. It's in my
Well, I didn't push very hard, so let's just jump into quick hands, three-man weave, Marcus up.
Hopefully we can get you awake for it. Let's go.
Three-man weave. Dermot Brereton signed on as the Saints coach. Yeah, you go first. Saints assistant coach. Thoughts?
Good for the Saints. I mean, they seem to be, whatever they do seems to be working at the moment. So probably, getting Dermy down, you know, probably wouldn't
hurt. I think Dermy's just trying to stay young more than anything.
I think that's quite obvious that Dermy's been trying to stay young for a long time.
But I think this is another attempt at that. You hear him on Fox Footy, great footballer he was. Absolutely great footballer. Just some of his stuff that he says. It's
him,
like,
and his fourth form chums think it'd be ace if he gave that money to the nuclear plant.
Next question.
Did you see him as his Game of Thrones character last week?
Yeah.
Did we talk about it? Yeah, we talked about it. So funny.
Listening to the show, Jack.
That was so funny.
Seems many watch Big Back next week.
We mentioned in the tips or the games last week that D's lost. Is their season over, boys?
Their season's over in terms of I don't think they can make finals.
Mm.
But they can probably, you know, make something out of it. They Yeah, I don't know. What do you think, Jake? There's a lot
they
going
need
on.
To do. I still think that it's going to be even enough that they can still make the finals, but they need to turn things around really quickly. At the moment, they are really scraping the bottom of the barrel in a lot of aspects. They need a lot of people to lift, and they need to do it very quickly. So I'm not going to write off finals for them, but they need to get their act into gear very, very quickly.
I'm writing them off.
Write him off. Over to Adelaide, Eddie Betts in his 300th kicked 6 goals. And then his brother-in-law had to get a tattoo of Eddie on him.
Mm.
What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on the game, sensational. Love Eddie Betts. The tattoo, Eddie Betts. I reckon he's had that for years. Doesn't look anything like Eddie.
It doesn't look fresh either, looking at this photo.
Because he didn't almost bleed out.
That's my Maguminati.
You reckon a Maguminati?
I reckon he's had that tattoo for
years. He's had that tattoo for ages.
Yeah.
Ooh, save that.
So are you calling Eddie Betts a liar?
You are
there's
such
your headline, guys.
You're such a journalist.
There's
sometimes.
Your headline.
So you're saying
Franzini slams.
What you're saying,
fibbing bets
is that 300 gamer.
No, he kicks it.
Everyone's favorite player of all time. We love Eddie Betts. Eddie Betts is a superstar. How's the left foot check side goal?
That
differentiates himself between other forwards who can kick that as well. Most forwards would think about that. They would go, should I go inboard, and they would take a few more steps. Instead, 2 steps, bang. He just knew straight away.
He's top couple small forwards all time.
He's easy.
Top few, Especially the modern era, I think he's number one.
Easy. Next question.
This one's actually my personal favourite. Birds of Tokyo set to play the pre-game on Anzac Day.
What are they doing? Not the Birds of Tokyo, they just take the money. But, why is that necessary?
Well, I don't like it at all. Yeah,
I don't like the new song either.
I know I'm not going this year, but I've been a lot of times in the past, and I don't think it needs it. It's so special without it.
It's going to be ridiculous. Yeah. And a personal favourite of mine, he is back, Gary Ablett.
Joe Danaher.
No, Gary Ablett, Jr.
Just say whatever he said then.
Yeah. Just went with it.
And in your mind.
Took an absolute screamer, just like his old man, and then kicked the goal from the pocket. It was insane.
Mm.
How good was that, Mark?
And then Uncle Mark hit the ball so high.
No, don't do that.
Fell face first into the mud.
Is he back, or am I just getting too excited?
He's just playing his role really well.
I don't think he was ever gone to be back. I think he played a fantastic game in the weekend, but I don't put it past him.
All right, sweet. Well, that's quick hands.
That's a 3-man weave.
Oh, shit.
Benny, once again, something in the football media has caught your eye that you're not happy with, and I believe you've got a little bit of evidence there that you want to play and bring a discussion to the Magoo's table.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say I'm not happy with it. I'm actually very happy with it. I love it when a great player of the game, current and will be when he's retired as well, has a bit of beef with someone in the media, a journo usually, someone who hasn't necessarily played a game of AFL footy.
Wow.
It's always good when they clash, because you get one bloke who's just like, look, man, I know the football, and then you've got one who just goes, well, I'm telling stories. Anyway, so...
telling stories.
If you hadn't heard already...
Like us.
Luke Hodge.
Lukey.
Lukey.
Your mate,
yeah,
Lukey.
Yeah,
Lukey
inboxed boy. Him on the weekend. He couldn't come in, unfortunately, he's busy.
Mm.
On the weekend when they played, when Brisbane played Collingwood, he had a little bit of an interview when he was getting a rub down during the game, and it was received pretty well by a lot of people, but then not by Damien Barrett.
Surprise.
Had a bit to say about it. You know, basically him having media contract and this and that. And Hodgie hit him back on Twitter saying, that's not true. They asked if I wanted to do it. I said yes for an insight. And then they end up going at it the next day live on Triple M. So we just get a bit of a sand grab.
Now, Purple in his great column stuff. Sliding doors.
Purple, yes.
Took aim at Luke Hodge. What was your issue?
Well, I've regularly said I don't, as a consumer, get anything out of those in-game interviews with players. I feel that they hold back. And again, Jim, I know you've got a different view. We've discussed this many times on Triple M Footy and various Saturday Rubs. Duck, I don't get anything as a consumer out of it. But Hodgie has a bit of an issue with it, Jim, and you may as well, in true Triple M style, let's have it out on it.
Hodgie, welcome to you.
G'day, mate. How are you?
I love the fact that you come on, and I like the fact that you're going to split Purple right down the middle, which we love.
Purple, it's not about you, mate. Not everything's about you.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Yes. And your point, Hodgie?
I had no issues with your point of view, because as you said, you've been around football, you know the game styles, and you understand football pretty well. I've actually got a lot of feedback saying that people like who don't know Collingwood that well, it's sort of they could watch the game and understand that their wings push back, and it was a bit of an insight. But what the thing is, like, your opinion was fine. Everyone's got an opinion, and you didn't like it. That's no problems at all, and I've got no issue with that. What I didn't like was your sliding doors where it wasn't really an opinion. You were having to dig at me, and a lot of the facts, a good reporter should cover his facts and making sure everything's right. You cover your facts because you had a lot of your stuff that was wrong, mate.
Let's get into it. Tell me where you've got your issue.
Mate, Hodge thinks you've got to combine a well-paid media contract with a football one. I don't have a football contract, mate. I do not have a well-paid media contract like you.
Are you getting money off Channel 7 this year?
For that, mate, I'm doing two games with them, and trust me, what I get paid,
Did you get paid the previous week?
Let him go.
Please don't cut me off. I'm just talking to answer your question. Yeah. Let him go. I've got two games, and trust me, what I get paid, if they get tax, management, accommodation, I wouldn't be able to afford one of your wheels on your muscle car, mate. That's how little I get paid.
How we like it.
Well, there you go, Benny. Yeah, Luke Hodge obviously not happy and taking... And going straight to the source, giving Damo a little bit of what for there. Do you think that it's rare to see, isn't it, footy media players firing back and standing up? And it's almost like the schoolyard bully, you know. It's one of the, do you face them and, you know, either blow up the problem or give it more airtime, or do you just say, well, you know, wolves don't lose sleep over the opinion of sheep and just continue on in your own life? Which tack do you take there?
Well, I'd say the opinion of Damien Barrett is more than just the opinion of sheep, though. And I did like the point where he said the factual side of things was just incorrect, and it was just it was a stab at Hodgie and not a stab at the actual idea of doing that. But I liked that he just came out and said, you know what, nah, that's not how it went down. And, you know, Barrett he did squirm a little bit. Set the record straight. I liked it.
And we're talking about it here, so perfect. More content for us.
Yeah, exactly. So, Hodgie, if you're out there, keep grilling Barrett and other people.
But not us. Don't come after us.
Nobody comes after us. Low hanging fruit.
Ben, we've come to the end of another episode. We squeezed a lot in here on a fast turnaround time because there's only one day break between rounds. We had footy on Easter Monday, and now on the Wednesday, we've got a huge game, Richmond-Melbourne, on Anzac Eve, which then kicks off into round six. And I'm loving the Festival of Footy because I've got the whole week off work, and I don't know what I did with myself today, being Tuesday, because there was no footy on and I didn't like it. But from tomorrow onwards... We are firing on all cylinders.
What did you do today?
I actually caught up with grandparents. I walked the dog, and then I went to my own footy training. So that is as exciting as it gets in my life.
That sounds like a nice day.
But now I'm ready to close myself off from the world and just watch AFL football. So Magoo's viewers and listeners, thank you for tuning in. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, review us on all your favourite apps. Put your phone on silent. We get it. You've got a girlfriend. But thank you very much.
You brought her up three times out of three.
I haven't brought her up at all.
You've got a girlfriend, Ben.
And he has changed as a bloke since he has had a girlfriend, not attending the Anzac Day game. We'll put that on our socials just to see how the people are responding to that. But Ben, you've been okay. Jack was good. Cam behind the camera, which gets funnier every week when you think about it. Thanks to Sam and Marcus, who join us for Core of the Week, whatever that segment's called. Game of the Week. Enjoy round six, which gets underway on Wednesday. How good. We'll back over it again. Enjoy the footy, Magoo's viewers.
Go the Bombers.
And go the Blues.
But more importantly, Bombers.